Hello there friends, welcome to yet another episode of Mathematics Simplified. I hope you all are learning mathematics by doing it, because that's the only way to learn and understand it. For the past few episodes, we have been trying to understand the concepts of algebraic expressions. We are now aware that a combination of constants and variables connected by the signs of addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division are called algebraic expressions. And the various parts of an algebraic expression, which are separated by these signs of addition, subtraction, etc., these are called the terms of the expression. We have also learned that an algebraic expression can be a monomial, a binomial, a trinomial, or a polynomial. We also discussed how to add, subtract, or multiply like or unlike expressions. So, today we have come to another very important concept, which is algebraic identities. Some of the standard identities used very, very rigorously are, the very first one is A plus B whole square. Yes, my friends, the famous A plus B whole square, which comes out as A square plus twice AB plus B square. Or we could say the expanded version is square of the sum of two terms is equal to square of the first term plus twice the product of the first and the second term plus square of the second term. Similarly, we have A minus B whole squared, which comes out as A square minus twice AB plus B squared. Or we could say the square of the first term minus twice the product of first and the second term plus the square of the second term. The only difference in between the two identities is that the twice AB term is with a plus or a minus sign. You can verify that by multiplying A plus B with A plus B all over again using the rules of binomial multiplication. And you will always get to this very identity. The third very important identity is A square minus B square, which on expansion gives us A plus B multiplied with A minus B. First term minus the second term squared, that is the product of sum of the first and second term and the difference of the first and the second term. Similarly, you have a general expression x plus a multiplied with x plus b, which gives us on expansion x square plus a plus b times x plus ab. These identities are useful in carrying out squares and products of algebraic expressions. They provide us with easy alternatives to calculate the product of numbers and so on. Similarly, we also have the square whole square of a plus b plus c, which on expansion gives us a square plus b square plus c square plus twice AB plus twice BC.
plus twice CA. Now we have the identities for the cubes of the sum and the difference of two numbers or algebraic expressions. A plus B whole cube, that is the product of A plus B with A plus B, yet another time A plus B, that is the product of A plus B three times over. On expansion, it gives us A cube plus B cube plus three times A square B plus three times AB squared. Or you may also note it down as A cube plus B cube plus thrice AB multiplied with the sum of A and B, that is A plus B. So the last identity here that we are discussing is A minus B whole cube. A cube minus B cube minus 3 A square B plus 3 AB squared. Or you may also learn it as A cube minus B cube minus thrice AB multiplied by the difference of A and B, that is A minus B. These identities are used for factorization of polynomials, solving polynomials as equations, and many everyday situations can be modeled into mathematical equations, and identities can be used to simplify them. So the more we learn these identities, the easier it becomes to use them in problems. So keep learning these identities, my dear friends, and use them judiciously as and when required. Keep learning and make the problems simpler. Till we meet next time.